שנקרא קטע 179 מתוך רבש א' עניין יניקה ועיבור. 179 עיבור נקרא בזמן שהאדם
item 179 in the matter of יניקה and עיבור. עיבור means when a person shifts himself, shifts his essence from himself for the time being and says, right now I don't want to think of my own benefit and I also don't want to use my intellect. And although this is the most important thing for me, meaning since I can't do anything that I don't understand, meaning I can do everything, but I need to understand why this is worthwhile. Still, he says, now for some time, I can say that I'm taking upon myself in these times that I determine not to use my intellect. Rather, I believe above reason in the sages that there is someone who watches over the world with personal providence. Why should I believe it and I cannot feel that this is so? And also, the intellect necessitates that if I could feel the existence of the Creator, I could serve Him, and I would yearn to serve Him. So, why this concealment? What does the Creator gain by hiding Himself from the created beings? He doesn't give any answer to that. Rather, he says about this question too, that he's going above reason and says, if the Creator knew that if he had not done the concealment, it would be better for the creatures, he would certainly not have done the concealment. It turns out that with all the questions that come up in his mind, he says about all of them that he is going above reason. And now he's going with his eyes shut and only with faith.
Let's read on.
Excerpt 180 from Rabash Volume 1, The Matter of Yenika and Ibur. Man, when he can annul himself for a short while, and at that time he says, I want now to annul myself into sanctity, meaning not to think now of self-love. Rather, now he wants to bring contentment to the Creator. And he believes above reason, even though he doesn't feel a thing yet, above reason, he says that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, and the little and the great are equal before him, and like he can help the greatest, he can also help the smallest. And that is called Ibur, meaning that he is moving from himself into the authority of the Creator. But this is something temporary, meaning that he truly wants to annul himself for eternity, but he cannot believe that now the annulment will be forever, since there were many times where he thought that this is so, but later on he descended from his degree and fell into a place of lowliness. But he shouldn't concern himself what we will eat tomorrow, because surely he will fall from his degree, because this is from the lack of faith. Rather, we should believe that the salvation of the Creator is as a blink of the eye. It follows, since he annuls himself for the time being and he wants to remain like this forever, it turns out that this is equal to 181, Rabash Volume 1, The Matter of Truth and Faith. There are two discernments in Ibur. One, the shape of the Ibur, which is the degree of Katnut, which is its real shape. However, since it is only has Katnut, it is regarded as a deficiency. And wherever there is a deficiency in holiness, there is a grip to the Klipot. At that time, the Klipot can cause miscarriage, that the spiritual fetus will fall out before its stage of Ibur has been completed. For this reason, there should be a detaining element, which is that it is given wholeness, meaning Gadlut. Two, however, we should understand how the newborn can be given gadlut while it is still unfit to receive even katnut sufficiently, since it still does not have the kelim in which to receive them in order to bestow. To that, there is an answer there. Our sages said, an embryo in its mother's womb eats what his mother eats. They also said, a fetus is its mother's thigh. This means that since a fetus is its mother's thigh, the Ibur doesn't merit its own name. For this reason, the fetus eats what his mother eats. That is, the fetus receives everything that it receives in the mother's kelim. For this reason, although the fetus has no kelim that are fit to receive gadlut, but in the kelim of the upper one, which is its mother, it can receive, because it is completely annulled before the mother and has no authority of its own. This is called ibur, when it is completely annulled before the upper one. Then, when it receives gadlut, it is in wholeness. This is why there is no grip to the klipot there, and this is why it is called the detaining force. Okay, except 183 from Rabash, volume 2. What is, there is none holy beside the Creator because there is none else besides you in the work. The main thing is the state of Ibur, and it is difficult work for us to become Ubar, meaning that the will to receive will take into it the new desire, called the will to bestow. And when one merits the state of Ubar, meaning that the will to bestow enters inside his will to receive, this is called the Creator formed an image within an image. And we must understand the significance of the miracle of he formed an image within an image. And as we have already explained, this is a real innovation and a true miracle, because it goes against nature, and only the Creator can change nature. It is not in the hands of men. And this is the new thing, that the Creator has formed the depiction of bestowal within the depiction of the mother, who is the depiction of reception. And this is called the Kedusha, holiness, which the Creator grants. And for this reason, it is written, there is none holy as the Creator, because there is none else besides you. Since there is no one in the world that may change one's nature to form something else inside the vessel one receives from nature, being the will to receive, and change it so that afterwards he will have a new nature, which is called the will to bestow. And this is the entire innovation of he formed a form within a form.